This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1030, relevant, related, and relative vocabulary for IELTS.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
What's the difference between the words relevant, related, and relative? The answer may surprise you, and it will definitely help your vocabulary scores on IELTS. Listen up for useful vocabulary facts. To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others, and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Aubrey, happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you. I love a Tuesday.
You do? That's an odd day to love.
I remember talking about loving Mondays because honestly, any day my kids are in school, I can get so much done. I just love a weekday.
I hear that, sister. Even though it's still limited in-person education here, which means James only has really like a couple hours that he's in school 4 days a week, and the rest is still online at home. But seriously, just those couple hours make a huge difference to
what I
get done.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So guys, we are here today to explain three very high level vocabulary words that can be easily confused and used wrongly, incorrectly. And this question comes from a YouTube fan. Guys, remember, IELTS Energy TV is on YouTube as well as All Ears English, two separate channels, both fantastic. Aubrey, can you read the question, please?
Yes, from our listener, YouTube subscriber, Ati, says, thank you all. This is Ati from Vietnam. I've been listening to your podcast, All Ears English, and am enjoying beyond what I thought I could be. I had the podcast on my library for a while and was not interested to tap on it, scared of boring, time-consuming talks. I love this. Thank you for being impressive. I would like to know if I know, it's so fun. I love you guys. Leave us reviews. I love reading them.
Yes.
They're so fun. Be sure to leave us a review. I would like to know if you can have a lesson on the difference between related, relevant, and relative. I tend to listen to the lessons which make differences clear, like the one you had on if and whether that was superb. Thank you in advance. I agree. I love those episodes when we're able to like take some words that are easily confused and really break it down and clarify. I think it's so helpful. So I'm excited about this one.
Totally. So we chose to answer this question because we can definitely see how confusing these three words are. And guys, keep in mind that there are numerous definitions for each of these words. And we are not here to talk about 20 different definitions, guys, because that is not going to help you. Don't memorize the dictionary. Don't memorize lists. Focus on what is useful. We are going to define each of these in their own way, one way that we think it is best to use on IELTS, okay? So this is all you need to be able to use these three words in speaking and writing because they're all very useful in speaking and writing. And they're not topic specific, which makes them a really good idea to learn so you can use them on a variety of answers, like really about anything. You can pop one of these adjectives in there, right?
Exactly, right? And it is high level. It's interesting, even though some of these words, may you've definitely heard them before. So maybe you're thinking that's not a band nine word, but the way we're teaching you to use them, it is band nine because students don't use them this way.
So, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
That makes the difference.
And actually, I want to start with the word relative because I hear students so often when you're trying to fill time, if you're not sure how to answer something, or if you have a complicated opinion on something and you're not sure what to say. I hear students say a lot like, well, it depend, which is grammatically incorrect. So don't say that. Say it depends, right? But that is something that is a common student response if they're like, you know, not sure, or if something is not clearly one side or the other. So guys, this is a great opportunity to use the word relative. Now, you know that it's a noun, like your cousin, your aunt, those are your relatives, right? But as an adjective, this is where it gets interesting. How do we use relative as an adjective, Aubrey?
Yeah, it means that something isn't absolute or clear. It depends on other factors. So this is so great, like you were saying, for a filler phrase, because it's better to say, oh, well, that depends on, rather than having a pause or hesitation, but you can up your fluency score, your vocabulary score, by instead saying, well, that's relative. It depends on who you're talking to,
exactly.
Right? If you're asked, what makes you happy? You could say happiness is relative. That depends on multiple factors. And you're really upping your vocabulary there.
Yeah, totally. Gosh, I've heard students say it depends so often. Like this is really such a common band six idea to express, or vocabulary to express. But the idea itself is very common. It is something that we express all the time. It is a function that you should have high level vocab for, because you will definitely say it at some point on the speaking exam,
you're going to be asked things that aren't a sure yes or no for you. That
yeah.
Your immediate reaction is going to be to say, that depends.
Totally. Oh my gosh. Like I say that all the time. That depends.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
So, okay, let's move on to the other word. So here is another adjective, related, right? So the common way we use this adjective is to say like you're related to, again, like a cousin of another family member, right? But broaden that out, guys. It describes something that is related, is connected to something else. So through blood, like a person, or through a theme. So here are a couple sentences, guys, that I would love to hear on the speaking test, or even see in a task two essay, right? You could use this phrase, right? So here's an example, guys. So if the examiner asks you if you are interested in art, and we usually think art is defined as, you know, paintings and sculptures or whatever.
Right.
So we could say, so I'm not really into art, but I am into something related to art, I think. Video games. Now, hear me out. I feel video games are actually created by artists, graphic designers, and storytellers, for example. So notice how we said, how we used related there. It's just like it's connected to it, right?
Exactly, right? You may not have anything to say about art. This is still answering the question.
Yeah.
You can't just say, no, right? But if you say, no, I'm not really into art, but then go on to talk about something related to art, that is a high level answer. And you're still having something to say, something you are interested in, that is answering the question.
Yes. Guys, we are often asked about how to go off topic, if you should go off topic. And in writing, no, never go off topic. That's just
right.
There's nothing relative about that response, guys. Never. It is absolute. Never go off topic in writing. Okay. But in speaking, yeah, for sure, because that is natural. That's how we communicate. You are not graded on whether or not you stay on topic. Okay. Like, just hear that out. If you remember nothing from today's episode except for this little gem, guys, you are not graded on sticking to a topic on speaking. Okay. As long as you can segue, as long as you can connect your ideas to the topic in some way, then you're golden. You're great. Just keep talking. Right. Yes. So this phrase, related to, so valuable for speaking.
Yes, exactly. So use this, you guys, anytime if you're asked a question that your first instinct is just to say, no, I don't really know anything about that. Pick anything related and describe, you know, say, no, I'm not really into that, but I am really into something related, and then describe it.
You know what? Like, so yesterday we talked about teams and sports, and I know that a lot of people are not into sports, which is great. That's awesome. However, you might be asked about sports, right? Mm. So what if there's a speaking part one question that says, like, do you enjoy watching sports on TV or whatever? You could be like, I honestly don't enjoy watching athletic events on TV. However, I do enjoy something related to these programs, which is reality competition shows like Top Chef.
Nice.
So like, it's related. It's competition, right?
Yes, exactly. And then I love that phrase you used to say, now hear me out. Because, you know, the examiner might think like, okay, how is she going to tie a cooking show into it? But yes, right? You say, now hear me out. I know you might think those aren't that related, but think about the competition that you see in both areas, right? And this is bringing out that really interesting intonation.
Yeah, totally. Oh gosh, guys. This is definitely an episode to listen to a couple times. And before we get to the next word, the last word of today, guys, I want to remind you that you can save your money. You don't have to go you don't have to go pay for the exam right now just to find out if you're already at that 7. Because the fact is, if you're not sure if you're at that 7, you're probably not at that 7. So find out for free, guys. Start your IELTS journey in a smart way. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. Take our expertly designed quiz. Get your estimated IELTS band score and free resources that we made just based on your score, guys. So go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. All right. Now, last word today. This is another awesome word, relevant. What does this word mean?
So it's another adjective that means that something is appropriate for what is being done or considered. So for example, if you were asked, do you have to have a college degree to get a job? What might be a great way to answer that, Jessica, using the adjective relevant?
Well, we could say like, I suppose it's relative to the person. It depends on the major in the job, but I feel, see, I used another one there.
Well done.
But I feel that today it doesn't seem to help very much, you know, having that degree. One relevant example here would be my cousin who just graduated from university. Although she finished at the top of her class, she hasn't even been able to land an interview, let alone a job. So this is a great adjective for an example that you're going to give, right? And this is like any example is going to be about the topic. So it's this word is always going to work, right? One relevant example would be blah, blah, blah.
Yes, so good. And I know that I want to point out that awesome idiom used there to land an interview, right? You know the verb, the noun, land, but we use it as a verb too. And especially in a phrase like this, when you are able to get something that is exciting that you got it, you're not sure you were going to get it, you can say that you landed it. I landed that interview. And that means you got it and can go and interview.
Yeah, we often use it professionally, right? To land a job, to land an interview. So awesome. Bonus idiom, guys. Yes. All right. So Aubrey, where can students go to get their free estimated IELTS band score?
Yes, guys, go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. Jessica, you made a great point. Like, don't take the exam. Don't spend that money if you're not sure that you're going to get the score you need. Take our free quiz so that you know you're there, you're ready. And what have you got to lose? Free resources to boot. So go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
You know, I'm a big fan of saving money.
Me too.
I know you are too. We pride ourselves on our thriftiness. And I'll be honest with you guys, like, we are very honest with personal coach students. I've done this before where, like, we're having a personal coach class and a student's exam is 1 week away, 2 weeks away, and it is obvious they're not ready, right? Like, they're just not quite at that 7 they need or whatever score they need. And so I'm honest with them. I'm like, if you can, call the test center, talk to the test center administrator, postpone that exam. Don't spend that money just to see. Right? Just to be like, oh, fingers crossed, I'll get it. Don't like hope to luck out and get good topics, right?
That's
like,
the thing, because sure, if you're not there yet, you're not there yet, right? Yeah. You can't make that much of a change of a difference in 2 weeks. Sometimes it does take more time, more work, and it's good to know. It's good to take this quiz, find out what score you would get so that you don't waste your money, waste your time. You can postpone it a couple weeks, have some more time.
Yeah, totally. So guys, go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. All right, sweet. Aubrey, thank you so much. I will see you tomorrow.
Yeah, see ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.